You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
From Bimini, Bahamas, this is Cruise News Today on Location with Doug Parker.
Here's your cruise news for Friday, February 11th, 2022. This week, the CDC introduced a new COVID-19 tracking system and gave cruise lines till February 18th to decide whether or not they want to opt in to this voluntary tracking system. For ships that do opt in, there are three classification levels. The top tier is called Vaccination Standard of Excellence and requires at least 95% of passengers and crew to have received both their vaccine and booster shots. Beneath that is the highly vaccinated classification, which requires 95% of passengers and crew to be fully vaccinated, but does not require booster shots. And the third classification, it just keeps going, is when a ship receives a not highly vaccinated rating, which means that less than 95% of the crew and passengers are vaccinated. The CDC also continues to advise against cruising. In response to that statement, the Cruise Line International Association released a statement voicing their disappointment in the CDC's latest stance. And Norwegian Cruise Line has sent out a letter to travel partners informing them that not all, but most of Norwegian Cruise Line's 2023 sailings aboard Norwegian Sky have been canceled. There has been no explanation given for the cancellations, which impacts all but seven 2023 voyages. 2022 sailings are not impacted as of now. And finally, Princess Cruises' Sapphire Princess won't be restarting cruises this summer in Asia or Australia. Originally, the ship was supposed to restart in Asia on August 28th and reposition to the U.S. on November 17th. Now, the Asia and Down Under cruises are canceled, and Sapphire Princess will begin sailing from L.A. June 25th. From L.A., the ship will operate Mexican Riviera, Hawaii, and California coastal itineraries. And cruise line stocks closed down on Friday. Carnival Corporation 23.12, down 0.3%. Royal Caribbean down 0.25%, 84.83. And Norwegian down 4.6%, 22.63. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Here at Bimini, Bahamas, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have a great weekend.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.